KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, fog with visibility about 1 mile, and at 67 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast for today, partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this morning, a high around 88. There is a special weather statement with regard to fog for the listening area, including Cass County. Areas of dense fog developed overnight and early this morning. Scattered areas of seen visibilities drop to a mile or less, with others beginning to see restrictions as well. So your travel this morning should be with caution, including the use of fog lights if your vehicle is equipped, and of course reduce your speed. Well, speaking of the weather, strong storms that moved into western Iowa Tuesday afternoon brought hail, winds of up to 60 miles per hour, and caused some scattered power outages. The National Weather Service says a thunderstorm wind gust of up to 60 miles per hour at 3 p.m. was recorded by an Iowa DOT system, and hail a bit larger than the size of peas was observed. That occurred about 2 miles south-southeast of Adair. 4 miles north-northeast of Anita, about 10 minutes earlier, a DOT automated site recorded a 60-mile-per-hour gust of wind. Power lines and or poles were reported down in Kimbleton Tuesday afternoon as well after the storms pushed their way through Shelby and Audubon counties. There were no other immediate reports of damage or injuries. Police in Red Oak, who conducted a traffic stop Tuesday evening in the 2400 block of Broadway, arrested the driver of the vehicle on a warrant and for driving while barred. 31-year-old Joshua Kenneth Walcott was arrested on a Fremont County warrant, charging him with 3 counts of theft in the fourth degree. Walcott was being held in the Montgomery County Jail while awaiting extradition to Fremont County. His bond was set at $2,000. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in identifying a suspect from a pursuit that occurred near Lenox Tuesday evening. You can view a picture of that suspect under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. After looking at it, if you know who the man is, you're asked to contact the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 712-523-2153. Authorities say they've caught up with an inmate who escaped from the Minnehaha County Correctional Center in South Dakota last month. The Sioux Falls Area Joint Fugitive Task Force says it received information Monday night that led to the capture of Lowell Calkins in Council Bluffs. Calkins is awaiting extradition back to Minnehaha County. He was serving time for damage to property and burglary. Calkins escaped with Roy Hampton on August the 8th. Hampton was arrested in Altoona days after the escape. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a woman was arrested on drug and false identification charges Monday following a traffic stop on a vehicle at 480th and Highway 6. The woman initially identified herself as Laura Beth Whaley. She was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia, a socket-type marijuana pipe. After she was transported to the Pott County Jail, the woman admitted her name was not Laura. She was instead identified as 30-year-old Rachel Lynn Nielsen of Neola, who also listed a residence in Missouri Valley. Nielsen had 2 valid warrants out of Council Bluffs for violation of probation and contempt of court. She was booked into the jail on both warrants, as well as her local charges that include drug paraphernalia possession and 2 counts of providing false information. Her bond was set at $6,300 altogether. The Audubon School District's Board of Education met Monday night in a regular session, and part of their meeting included the election of officers. Sarah Asmus will continue as president, and one of the newer board members, Heath Hansen, was elected as vice president. John Roberts will continue as board secretary. Superintendent Brett Gibbs told KJAN News yesterday that the board voted Monday to continue the superintendent and elementary counselor positions with the Coon Rapids Bayard School District.
The board did vote that they want to continue sharing with Coon Rapids. So, and want to maintain the number of administrators at the current 2.6, which is what where we're at right now. So they did do that. Our 3-year agreement with Coon Rapids is up, so they will be setting up some meetings with the Coon Rapids board to discuss extending that sharing agreement into the future.
Gibbs said the Audubon School Board agreed to offer 1 early retirement for the administration. He said 2 administrators are potentially qualified for early retirement, including himself.
So, I guess the decision needs to be made is the direction I want to go or not. So we'll see. I really, most days, like everybody else, most days I really love my job, and other days everybody has, every job comes with those days, So it varies.
The board plans to continue to maintain some of the same level of administration currently in place, which Gibbs says is something he's been pushing for.
To me, that was probably the bigger thing. I just don't think going down administrators was a good move, and so I was really, I guess, pressing them hard to at least maintain the level that we have now. I just think it's nowadays, I think with all the changes that we've seen in school. I just think a district our size is two people can't do everything that needs to be done and still provide leadership and vision for a district. So we really were happy to see that they wanted to maintain the current level of 2.6.
Gibbs said also the district's preliminary enrollment numbers look good. Right now, he says, it appears that they're going to be up 8 or 9 students, while another survey shows the district is up 16 students because of more open enrolled in than out students, and the pre-K is up 1 student. Those numbers could, of course, change by the October 1st certification, but Gibbs said the enrollment numbers appear to be in line with what they projected. In the funeral announcements, Helen Laurie, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Helen Laurie will be today at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Regan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Tom Pope, age 84, of Lewis, died Friday. Funeral services for Tom Pope will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Teresa Ann Powell, age 88, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Menlo, died Monday. A funeral mass for Teresa Ann Powell will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Margie Kneifel, age 86, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Graveside services for Margie Kneifel will be held on Friday at 11:30 at the Manning Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Charles Robinson, age 82, of Atlantic, died September 11th. A celebration of life for Charles Robinson will be Friday at 1 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Glenn Ohms, age 86, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Glenn Ohms will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Evelyn Asbury, age 81, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Evelyn Asbury will be from 2 until 4 p.m. Sunday at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with a scripture service at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. Arliss Butler, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died September 12th. Memorial services for Arliss May Butler will be held September 29th at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Margaret Peggy Schilling, age 63, of Greenfield, died Monday at her home. Private family services are planned for Peggy Schilling. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.